With Montana News, I'm Mary Ault.
A long-term care facility in Montana has been sued after health officials said its staff was negligent and allowed the coronavirus to spread through the facility in Whitefish earlier this year. The Missoulian reported that the lawsuit was filed Tuesday by the estates of three residents at Whitefish Care and Rehabilitation who died from complications caused by COVID-19. The lawsuit argued that at least 13 people died at the facility. The county had 23 coronavirus-related deaths. The lawsuit named the 100-bed long-term care facility and its administrator, Reed Crickmore. Crickmore did not respond to email or phone messages on Wednesday seeking comment. A county health board in north-central Montana today approved a proposal to set a threshold for new COVID-19 cases that, if surpassed, will trigger stricter restrictions on social gatherings and capacity in bars, restaurants, and casinos. Hill County, population 16,000, has had more than 600 COVID-19 cases. At least half of those are active. Health Officer Kim Larson said clusters have been associated with schools, work settings, and social gatherings.
We were doing really well up until about October. We've seen over half of our cases since October 1st, and we really need to get control over it.
If Hill County can't get down to 58 new cases per week starting next Monday, a new health order will require social gatherings to be capped at 25 people, regardless of their ability to maintain physical distancing. Restaurants, bars, distilleries, breweries, and casinos will be limited to 50% capacity. The new health order would be in effect for at least a month. The state reported 624 new COVID-19 cases Wednesday, bringing the total number of active cases to over 9,000. This is Montana Public Radio.